Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, наш воскресный вебинар.
Hello, dear friends. We're in our weekly webinar. We have in the studio Michael Lyman, Michael Stanilevich, Boris Yosefsky. I'm Semyon Vinokur. We're talking to you from the Kabbalah Academy. Today we're speaking about spiritual principles and their use. We have many cities with us, translation to 22 languages. We're going to put the questions in the broadcast. Many friends are connected from Moscow. Ask questions and we'll raise them in the broadcast. The principle, spiritual principles, and how to implement them. Rav, you'll ask questions and I'll answer. How will it work? You can start explaining the spiritual principles and we'll continue. Rav, the wisdom of Kabbalah, like any science, is built on basic foundations, principles, from which all the wisdom of Kabbalah comes from. Therefore, if we use definitions, principles, not in a precise way, then of course from science, there's nothing left from the science. It's a science that there's a little problem with Kabbalists. For Kabbalists, it's practical because with it, they change themselves, various parameters, the size of the ego, the size of the screen. They get different lights. So it's easy for them to speak. They make a laboratory of themselves. They do experiments, concrete experiments on themselves, and in this, they know what they're talking about. We don't. Therefore, we can easily make mistakes. We can exchange definitions, this with that.
И поэтому получается, что мы можем сбиться.
И получить неправильную картину в своем представлении. We can get a wrong, completely wrong picture if we don't have the actual with what to compare it with, and then we just get mixed up. And therefore, we need to try to understand, remember, verify in an accurate way the definitions, the Kabbalistic ones, and then make no mistakes. So let's start from the main principle, where the Book of Shamati starts from, the first article. There's none other beside him. Rav. That's what we're learning today. That's the main motive, central motive in all our spiritual development, because all our development is built on the fact that we have to reveal the Creator. And He has revealed as the only existing one, controlling, managing everything. That's in constant contact with us, sending us thoughts, desires. And when He sends these thoughts and desires to us, then it turns out that in us it appears in an unclear way where it comes from. I suddenly want something, there's a thought running through my head, etc. And I don't understand where it's coming from. So therefore, the first thing we need to do is to direct ourselves toward there's none other beside Him, the source of everything that's happening with me, within me, me and myself. That's first of all. The second thing, there's none other beside Him means what I do, what I implement, it's all also Him Himself does. Third, if I do some actions that appear to me that I'm doing, then I'm wrong. It's the Creator. But there are situations where I can ask from the Creator that He will allow me to act in this way or that. And if these acts are against my ego, against my nature, then I'll ask him to do other acts. This request of mine, not the act itself, the act comes from him. It's under his influence, the upper one. But rather my request that he will do this act can come precisely from me. In the correct work, in the correct processing of my collaboration with the environment. So it turns out that everything that I feel that comes out of me is not from me, it's from the Creator. It's just concealed from me. But I can connect with my environment, my surroundings, and receive from my surroundings such awakenings, positive, negative, my thoughts, my feelings, that I will start on my own doing something as an addition to what the Creator does through me. And then these acts will be mine. And I will be in these acts and thoughts, desires in me. What does it mean, me? When does the man come into it? When he starts to act in cooperation with his environment in such a way that he receives the opportunity from his environment to act, understand me, to act against the Creator. Against the Creator. And then he receives the strength to act. And this is called my sons overtake me. Verify that also, because that's also a principle. My sons overtake me. The Creator awakens in us the ego and all kinds of egoistic desires. And we, through the correct work between us, we are absorbed into altruistic acts that start to act on the ego that the Creator starts to awaken in us. And in this way, it turns out that we, through the correct work on us, on ourselves, we attain special forces that are anti-egoistic against the Creator, and we act ourselves.
Окей, okay, да. Так, значит, у нас тут мы вообще подготовили эту передачу. Я так понимаю, что будет целая серия передач.
We prepared this series. We think it's going to be a series of programs about this subject, where we'll explore 300 principles. It's going to take a long time. Yes, but these are the main principles. Like, we need to know the laws of society, vegetative, also in spirituality, we need to learn these laws. Senka, I think in 300, we can just do about, and there's none other beside him, Mushi. Rav, how do you think we can do lots of shows about one principle or one for each? Rav, there's some principles that can be dealt with in one sentence. We don't need to go into depth. I just want to say one thing. When Bala Sulam wanted some time to write an encyclopedia according to the definitions, the spiritual, Kabbalistic definitions, not just a dictionary, an encyclopedia, he wrote 800 pages just about the letter A. Not A, B, Aleph, Bet. Do you understand? 800 pages just about the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. If he had written about all the letters that come after that one, then we would have 30 or 40 books. What about the rest of the letters? It would have been huge. Therefore, we're not going to deal with it. We will simply briefly, we will try to verify the main principles of the upper world. Boris, will all these principles confuse us? Yes, we need these principles. The issue is that these principles are like foundations in any science. They're milestones. These are the foundations of the building that we can't do without them. Every once in a while, we have to go over them so that we'll be able to synchronize ourselves toward them in a correct manner. Murshid, there's a principle that the light is completely still in perfection. The light is still because it has no awakenings, acts, other desires apart from to give, to bestow, to fill, meaning to do all the good that is possible. Therefore, it is still in rest because it has no other desire. That doesn't mean that it's not doing any act or nothing is changing. It has all kinds of acts, different acts, varying, but they're all directed at filling and giving maximum pleasure to the object toward it, where it's directed. Senka, we will add questions from the friends here and there. Lena from Nepur is asking, how can I relate to my daily life, this principle to my daily life? There's none other beside him. Rav, it's very difficult. For that, you need to seriously study the wisdom of Kabbalah, because the wisdom of Kabbalah implements only this principle. There's none other beside him in all the worlds. The light manages all the worlds and men, all of men, all humans. It invites all the acts, all the questions, etc. Meaning, all the wisdom of Kabbalah goes into this one principle to verify that there's none other than this one force. Question. There's nothing else apart from the Creator, so define what the Creator is in the wisdom of Kabbalah. What is it and what is it not? You can say just one thing, that everything in nature is made up of two forces, the force of the Creator, love, bestowal, the filling, and the desire that was created next to it that fills and works the light, this force. So there's these two forces, the force of bestowal and the force of reception. The first is the Creator, the second is the creature. We are results of the second force, the creature. And all our work on ourselves is that we need to make of ourselves a situation where we can receive the force of love, the force of bestowal from the Creator, that we can discover it inside us. Murshid, both these forces are inside a person, Rav. No, we're not talking about a person. We're talking about, in general, that it exists in nature, before our world, all the worlds, before man existed. But also inside a person, like in every private object, there are these two forces. Murshid, so questions about that. What is from your actions you will radiate? That's also a principle, how we can learn about the Creator, just like any practical science. We do different experiments in different conditions. And this is how we learn the characteristics, or more correctly, the character of these forces that are implemented in our material. So we are the material, a desire to be pleasure, to fill ourselves. The Creator fills us, manages us, changes us. And in this manner, when we choose, when we verify between our characters and desires, we learn the attributes of the Creator, how he changes, how his expression, his revelation in us changes. And in this, we learn this schema of bestowal, the sketch. Can you explain how the Creator works and then we'll understand what He wants from us, Rav? That happens in the revelation of the Creator to a person. And we're still dealing with situations that are leading us to this revelation. These experiments we can't do yet. We're talking about experiments where we see in a clear way our changes, how the Creator changes His influence on us. There's two objects, me and the Creator. How do I influence Him and how He influences us? How I put different parameters into my influence on Him and how He changes and reacts to them. For that, we need to get into a connection that we feel, that I can define, measure. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us. Senka, now we're talking about the principle from your acts it will radiate. Question about this from Moscow. Kostyas, how can I see the acts of the Creator on me directly? No, only through the environment. I can't see it in a direct way. In a direct way, it's a force that isn't implemented. Where's this electricity? I need to have something that transfers the electricity. I need to have an electromagnetic field, etc. The electricity itself, it has to be expressed. It has to be revealed somewhere, the same as the Creator. Bestowal, to what to give. There has to be material for it to be revealed. Senka. So just to talk about it, it's philosophy, but in the environment, Rav, that's why we build a group where you can reveal it. And to measure, Mushi, like for example, a person won the lottery. What force did it? What is it? Where's this group? Or I can give you another example. There's the Creator. There's none other beside Him. Rav, you can say that it's the Creator, but to reveal Him, to define Him precisely, you can't. We're talking about that in order to reveal Him in an emotional way, I can't. Rav, not only emotional, but in the feeling and the mind, to reveal all His parameters, His relation to me. Mushi, it's only through the society. You have to have some foundation, Rav, that He needs to be revealed. And that's where I'll learn Him, like in any science. Any force in our world requires being revealed somehow for us to reveal Him. Mushi, how do we reveal Him as a feeling, Rav? As a feeling, yes. To the extent that we get closer, then we start to feel Him. We can start to measure Him. Above which egoistic characteristics, how we can rise above them, how we can define His amount, quality, etc. Meaning we're revealing a force that exists in our world, but against the forces that we are familiar with, He needs special material to be revealed. Mushi, so you can say that there's a Creator that's acting on us in a direct way that we can't reveal? No. Mushi, and there's a Creator acting through the society, Rav. Even when He works through the society, you don't see. You just need to make a society that has characteristics that are similar to Him. Where can you do such a thing that you'll have egoistic components that are connected in an altruistic manner? Meaning according to the character of the Creator, if those egoistic people will want to connect between them in an altruistic way, then between them they will create a condition for the revelation of the Creator, and that's a precise law of equivalence of form that exists in the entire world. In all conditions, mechanical, all the levels of science. Mushi, how has it felt? Warmth, cold, friends, rough? No, it depends how you reveal it. Like electricity that can warm, can awaken, whatever you want. Mushi, is there a spectrum of emotions? It has nothing to do with the force itself, but how you use it. Муши, how I build this vessel? Yes. Boris, Yuli from Berlin, on the same principle from your acts will radiate. Can you say that the acts of the Creator are the thoughts, situations of the Creator that I'm going through? Rav, everything. Completely. Everything that happens in a person is from the Creator. Even the best thoughts and the worst thoughts and his acts, everything is from the Creator. Boris, that's clear. Is it possible to conclude from that? If I have thoughts like this, is it anything? Is it possible to make conclusions about him? No, I can't. Boris, but the principle is from your acts you will radiate. So what's happening with me? Thoughts and desires, but it doesn't say anything about him? Rav, no. It means that he's awakening me. In a good direction, a bad direction, it doesn't matter, but he's awakening me. And I have to use these things awakening in me. I have to direct them toward him so that we'll be in sync. Will be an equivalence of form. Mushi, so in a concrete way, you can understand it from my acts will radiate. Rav, let's say I have a desire to kill, to steal. Mushi, is it him or? Of course it's from him. Mushi, how am I supposed to recognize him through these things? Rav, you can say only one thing, that whatever was awakened came from him. But how to act, it's up to you. Mushi, that's through the group, through this vessel we need to build. Rav, always through the group, yes. Boris, Leonid from Krasnoyarsk. Are there objects in nature that can't recognize the Creator? Rav, there's no such thing. Any man can attain it. Only still vegetative can't. Is the light in complete rest? Why is perfection a positive force? Rav, perfection is not what we think in our world is perfect. Perfection is something else completely. It's bestowal. It's to be in others, to feel their desires and fill them. Senka. Can we describe the attribute of bestowal in this world? Yes, of course. I don't know what you mean by this world, but of course we can. We need to, in our work in the group, through the help of the upper light, to retain such a state where we can feel others. What will it give us? The issue is not others. The others also were created so that I could come out of myself and feel the upper world. Meaning everything that's around me was created. The issue isn't bestowal. The Creator could have filled everything and given everything. The problem is to help me attain what's really outside of myself. Not me, but what's outside of me. Senka, I'm concerned about myself and everything's built that I will come out of it so that we will help one another come out of ourselves and feel the world outside of us. Not what we receive in our ego. Because everything that we feel goes through a huge egoistic machine that goes through this filter, and what we feel after this filter is this world. How to feel this world outside of us before this filter that's outside of me, for that there's a group. For that, I need to try to see how these things work on me through the upper light, and then I feel what's outside of me, and then I start to feel the upper world. That is above my ego. That's why it's called upper. That's it. And in this, I go into a completely different perspective of perfection. Boris, the light is in perfect rest. Question. I know what rest physically means. What is spiritual rest? I don't know. I don't know what spiritual rest is. It is written that there's no rest in this world, only in the next world. We always need to go forward. And when we attain the complete correction, Gmar Tikkun, we rise above our ego completely and completely attain the upper world. Of course, all this comes to perfect rest. Boris, Evgeny asks, can I reveal the attributes of the Creator behind His acts? Rav, the acts of the Creator I can reveal only to the extent that I am similar to Him, to the extent that I'm willing to give above my ego, to the extent that I'm willing to feel Him, and to the extent that I rise above my ego in all 125 stages, to that extent I will reveal Him more and more until I won't reveal Him at all. Mushi, why is it all confusing like this? Rav, it's not confusing. It's all very simple. The whole problem is that it's outside our ego, so we can't grasp this evil thing. Sinka, we could have stopped at this principle. There's none other beside Him. And this everything is built. Yuri from Kyiv is asking, to what extent is it important to me as a beginner to know the definitions of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Rav, once in a while it's good to go over these definitions because it solidifies things. It gives us a foundation. It gives us something to stand on. Not to be like at a rocky sea. It's some unstable platform. So I suggest from time to time to read these definitions, these principles. We have definitions. Baal HaSulam has it? Rav, no. What we spoke about now, Baal HaSulam, about his attempt to write such a book, Rav, I have one thing like that that he printed at the printers. It wasn't published. Senka, it was really stopped at Zeran. Yes, he didn't continue and it wasn't published anywhere. I have it. But it's so encyclopedic that there's not even any point in showing it to anyone or to print it. Mushi, there's a law, a principle that nothing disappears in spirituality. Rav, it means that nothing is lost, that all our efforts, our thoughts, desires, experiments, everything that has to do with the ego, all our attempts to work with the positive force, none of this gets lost. It's written down in the material, in our desire. And this desire is, because of this, always maintaining its shape, developing more and more. But nothing can disappear. Nothing can get lost in the spiritual world. Also in our world, we just don't see it. There's just a transition from state to state. Boris, when we're talking about the reason and result, Rav, everything remains. Everything that happened is all written down. And we can repeat those situations. We can go back to those situations. Somehow with you, we're going to go through it also. We're going to take a journey through time. No problem, according to what Einstein spoke of. Senka, Victor from Lvov, if my lack of correction is because of the Creator, so why is He developing me through suffering to rise above the bad in me, so that you'll rise above the bad in you at first and to attain the best possible from that bad? Mushi, there's a principle of the disbursement of the light that makes the light good for its role. Yes, in our world it's clear that I can say that I feel something. I went into connection with something. I tasted something. I felt pleasure. And then this pleasure disappears. It disappears, and I have a special attraction toward it, a special desire toward it. This special desire, after I tasted it once, this is called the desire. The first time it's not a desire. I just didn't have this desire. I tasted it because I have a general desire to receive pleasure, nothing more. This is what we see if you read about the sin of the first man, that it says, I ate and I will eat more from this forbidden fruit. Because the first time doesn't even count. He just put this pleasure from the upper light into himself. He felt it. And afterwards himself, he was attracted to it. That's already the sin. Mushi, in consciously or not? Rav, yes, but not just consciously. With intention or without intention, yes. That's what we're learning today in the third part of the morning lesson. Boris, is this against? Does this have to do with this principle of dispersion of the light makes it ideal for its role? Precisely because of that. Because the disbursement of the light and its concealment makes a person suitable, because a person wants to feel pleasure, and this desire helps his inclination forward. Senka Uri's question, he studies physics and asks, Michael Eyman, tell me please, where are there instructions? What to do exactly? How to change the vessel? How to rise up? Where are these instructions? You're right. Clear instructions in a short way do not exist. We're actually living in a very special time when the methodology, practical methodology, is just being created for the attaining the upper force for everyone. And I'm doing it, let's say, 20-something years. 40 years I'm dealing with Kabbalah. 20 years of that, I'm organizing this group, Nei Baruch. What can I tell you? There's no short instructions. In general, there's nothing short in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because it's constant work on ourselves. It takes a lot of time, a lot of years, a lot of gradual efforts that you repeat over and over. If you want, you can follow us, especially in the morning lesson. And then you will already be able to get into it, to listen to our morning lesson is in all languages, and this is how you can get into it. Don't wait. Don't wait to finish your studies, your lessons that you're doing for beginners. Come and take part already, and you'll see. And you'll succeed, everyone. We're in a very special time of development of humans that it's open to all. I'm very happy to see a very strong group in front of me in Kharkov, Moscow, Nuremberg, etc. Boris, regarding there's nothing lacking in spirituality, can the reason influence the result? Rav, yes, there's an opposite negative-positive connection, like in cybernetics, about control, management, mushi. The principle is whatever we attain. What is this principle? What we attain means we don't talk about what we don't understand. It's still being verified. So we don't jump ahead and say it's this or that, because the name that we give some spiritual object or act, we give it according to the act, how it acts, what that thing is causing, causing in the world. If we know all the results of that act, it's impossible to give it a true name, because the name defines the essence of that spiritual phenomena. Mushi, what are the names of the Creator? He has lots of names, Rev. The names of the Creator are those results that we feel on ourselves from His influences. Mushi, can you say that a name is full of light? Rev, yes. Mushi, and according to that, I define the name of the Creator. I give him a name. Rav, yes. Boris, we use names often that others gave. If it's a Kabbalist that gave the name, we use it. Boris, even if we don't understand, it's possible to use that name. Yes, but it doesn't mean anything. Senka, a question from Igor, from Karyanosk. What does it mean to feel others in their corporeal desires, other desires? Rav, no, others' desires, we don't speak about just people in the street, regular people.
Desires of others means the longing of the person to attain the Creator. The same desire that we have, and we are trying to join these desires together to ours, to collect them together, to have the power to move forward. We take into account only the people who yearn for the purpose of creation, the revelation of the Creator. With others, we got nothing to do. Their desires, our desires, have no contact. Michael Lightman, you said that love is to care for someone else as you care for yourself. But how should you care for yourself in order to be in balance? And the Kabbalistic principle says loving others and yourself equally. Rav, we can say, I love myself and therefore I want to take myself out of the rule of the ego, to take myself into complete equivalence with the Creator. Basically, you can say it's total and gigantic self-love, but you also step in your ego full force by that. You said about our world and about those who study, in regards to that, dear Michael Lightman, how is it possible to apply the principles of Kabbalah in our daily life? With people who you work with, how do you not fight with them? Why fight with them? The Creator manages them. You generally have no privilege to fight with anyone. Just engage with yourself. Why do you need to mess with anyone's soul? Shouldn't you tell them about the beauty of Kabbalah? Rav, no, not at all. Why tell anyone and create enemies? People won't understand you. They'll think you're out of this world and so forth. By no means, don't engage with anyone in stuff that has to do with Kabbalah other than friends who study with you. With regards to the principle, from your actions we know you. Does a person understand how the Creator works through him or only feels it? Rav, a Kabbalist feels it, and through his emotions he also understands it. First he feels, then he understands. What is attainment in Kabbalah? Rav, attainment is the awareness of your desires, everything that comes from the Creator, how He works within all of my desires, and all of the phenomena that take place into their full depth and their interdependence. That's attainment. Mushi, can you say there are three stages? Knowledge, understanding, and attainment? Rob, no, it depends on how a person approaches the work. Well, let's say I hear about none else besides him. I know about this. Okay, And that, Rav, no. I want to explain. If we're talking about a person who comes to study, and he wants to come to the purpose of creation, then you're right. And if we're talking about a person who attains and feels, he has the means, the vessels to define, feel, discover, and so forth. Mushi, I'm talking about a person who's hearing the principle for the first time. First time, he's hearing things that he doesn't understand at all. It's, you know, just like, it's like a alphabet that he doesn't know. Where does it happen? In what world, Mushi? That's why I'm asking. In the first stage, in order to reach attainment, the first stage is just, it means that I need to study the principles. I would say this. You just have to read. You have to learn. You need to dedicate time to it. What my mind will enable me, is I gradually get used to the terms and the words and how they're connected, and then the sentences and how they're built, and it enters you gradually, and not through your head, totally not through your head, but through your heart. Meaning, to the same extent that I try to be together with my friends, men with men, or men or women with women, or and connected in the group together to help each other and support each other. To that extent, I begin to attain the deeper meaning of what I heard. Mushi. Is it worthwhile to learn the terms in Hebrew? It's okay in Russian, but you should. It's worthwhile to know it in Hebrew. There aren't so many. And later on, you'll understand where it's coming from and why specifically they are named that way. The entire Hebrew language comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah. The principle of the light that enters the Kli and creates the Kli, what happens with a person who felt the friends heard their thoughts and suddenly stopped feeling it? Where does it go away? What? The Kli expanded? Rav, yes, the ego grew. The person was connected to the friends, but then the ego was expanded and it disappeared. But it's not a shame. It's going towards a greater feeling of the friends. Simeon, is it possible as protection from negative forces to keep reiterating none else besides him? Will it help? Rav, it will help, for sure. Take that like a mantra. If something bad happens, none else besides him, all comes from the Creator. I want to adhere to him like a kid or like an embryo in the mother's womb. So it's a practical example. Rav, yes, do that. Whatever happens, do that. Then start also working normally with all the disturbances and problems in this world. But don't give up the connection with the Creator. Simeon. You know, it's like the joke that a person is looking for a parking spot and he says, God, please help me find a parking spot. Then eventually he sees a parking space and he says, ah, okay, God, I can take it from here. Yeah. Rav, what's important is to always get back to that. Mushi. Why is it that we have to operate in our world, like you say, based on egoistic rules and also maintain that it's coming from him? Why can't we also work like that in our world? Rav, our world is complete ego. How can you feel that anything is coming from the Creator? Mushi. So someone does bad things to me and I do this exercise that it's all from the Creator? Rav, no, you also have to answer that person in our world and do what you have to do. And with it, you also have to precisely pinpoint that it comes from the Creator for you to adhere to him on top of these disturbances. Simeon. It's interesting for people. Dalia is asking, you said that we will be traveling the axis of time, going back into the past, and we'll go into the future too? Rav, in spirituality, there is no time, there are states. And so you'll be able to float, to sail across time, across generations, from one world to another. It'll be in your hands. Mushi, can you explain that? We need to understand what you're talking about. I'm talking about the qualities, the feelings, the desires and thoughts can interchange. I won't say simultaneously, but they can interchange. Mushi, but it doesn't matter anything with regards to the bodies. Rav, no, the bodies, it doesn't matter. You can be standing or sitting still. Mushi, I can go back 20 years ago and see how I collected mushrooms in the woods. Rav, no, we're talking about other impressions. No. It's better not to go into this. These are, you know, let's say positive impressions. Both. Questions about confidence. Can I be confident in attaining everything, or it's not for everyone? Rav, it's definitely for everyone in our world, maybe not in this incarnation. By the way, we studied this in the daily lesson. If it doesn't happen in this incarnation, it can happen in the next or in a few. But you, for sure, you meaning your soul, it has to go through all these changes and attain all the spiritual states. And in a complete attainment of the upper world. And that is what will calm the soul. Because it will be equal for everyone, both men and women. Mushi, can't you give me confidence of 15, 20 years? What do you mean other incarnations? Rav, it depends on the person. It doesn't depend on me. Mushi, so a Kabbalist, a teacher, cannot promise anything to the student. Rav, the student can't give anything. The teacher can't give anything to the student. I would lift all my students immediately if I could. But how can they have their own impressions, their own analysis, their own emotion of everything? How they define and feel and determine everything? How can I communicate that to them? This only comes from their personal impression, their practical experience. Mushi, there's basically such a principle of no coercion in spirituality. Is that what it is? Rav, yes, there's no coercion in spirituality. I can't do anything about it. There are many students next to me who are in a delay for a long time, but I cannot speed them up. What can I do? Until they will wake up at some point. Mushi, what is no coercion in spirituality? Is there coercion in corporeality? Rav, in corporeality I can hit you with a stick. Something will happen because of that. But in spirituality, none of that will help. It's impossible to force anyone. You need to ask the Creator to hit you with a stick. Both. Is there no strike of light towards the desire? Rav, no, we don't need to confuse ourselves with these things. Natalia is asking whether a red string can help. Are there any Kabbalistic amulets? Rav, none of that helps. You can tie that red string wherever you want. It's not going to help. You can wrap yourself with red garments or white clothes or whatever. Mushi, psychologically, can it help? Rav, psychologically, everything can help. Yeah. Put on a great suit, you know, or a toga from ancient Greek. Then what? Mushi, but we can awaken some forces within us that help us psychologically. Rav, it can push you psychologically, but it's not the psychology of the spiritual world. The spiritual psychology only comes from mutually influencing each other in the group. When the friends are immersed completely in the corporeal world, but they can influence each other. Муши, did you ever see in the sources red strings, something? Does it exist somewhere? They took it from somewhere, no? The Zohar, maybe? Rav, in truth, I don't know. It's probably written somewhere, but it means not earthly matters, something else. Муши, Бала Сулама Рабаш, don't write it anywhere, right? Well, when I, in the 80s, when I knew Berg, he didn't have any red strings or holy waters. There was only teaching. And the teaching was a little bit different, a little bit off from what we had. Муши, that was before Рабаш? Рав, yes, that was before Рабаш. And after that, I already heard, I didn't see, but I heard that he started selling red strings and holy waters and so forth. But when I knew him, he was already talking about the qualities of the moon and how they influence the planet and cosmic powers and I met with him two or three times and that's it. Boys, about the no coercion rule. Why is there no coercion in spirituality and there is coercion in corporeality? In spirituality, there is no way to coerce anyone because you cannot do anything to force the ego to not want pleasure. Only if the Creator works that way. And that's called a path of suffering, but it's not human suffering like wars and disease and things like that. No. We're talking about a spiritual influence on people. And therefore,
да, потому что духовное действие, оно такое, что оно
there is also such a there's a concept that the spiritual action is complete. There is a clear thought from the beginning to the end, and if something happens, it has to be it's because it started from its root. Муши, how can you tie that to the person? Rav, because any action starts from the Creator. A person prepares himself for the action, but the action actually happens by the upper light, by the Creator. How does it work? It works on our desire. It's the force that works on the desire is called light. Муши, so it has to connect with the initial cause. It's not just a theoretical law. Rav, yes, not for beginners, but basically that's how it is. We have to connect everything to the Creator. That's what starts all the actions. Through the group, though, that's the problem. Simeon, Diana is asking, what are dreams? I dreamt about Bala Sulam, Rabash, I dreamt about you twice, Rav. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't do it on purpose to be in your dreams. But don't think that I have some because of there are some thoughts to not let you sleep. I heard from Rabash, and I know it from myself, and I see it, that from the system of the providence, the dreams we have in our world are no more than experiences, impressions that we went through during the day. Sometimes there are dreams about the past. Sometimes a person catches something that will happen to him in the future. There are some states like that, but it's not connected to anything. It's because we detach from our ego, rise to a different degree, where both past, present, and future are in the same place, and that's why we are integrated in some stream of information that's timeless. And that's why it's true that there are people who have a certain sensitivity towards future events. Doesn't have to do with being a Kabbalist. Mushi, how could it be? How could it be there is a future if everything depends on the person? Rav, the future exists regardless of what the person does. So it exists in a potential way? Rav, no, you cannot see everything now as you are in your egoistic qualities. The end result that we're talking about is the final correction? Rav, I don't know what is the final action of the final correction. The end result is in the initial thought. Bois, are we talking about the final thought when we say the end result in the initial thought? Rav, the final action of what needs to happen according to the initial thought. Mushi, there is such a principle, we were as dreamers. What does that mean? Rav, we were as dreamers means that when we come back, when we come to the final correction, we see that we were as dreamers. We couldn't take into account that we are completely managed by the upper light. Where does it come from? It comes from Psalms. Is it like a law?
Вот Наталья спрашивает. Добрый день.
Everything that is written in Psalms is like a law. Simeon. Can the Creator suddenly appear to a person who's ready but he didn't attain the upper world as a prelude to what's going to happen? Yeah, it could be. I think it's in my third book that the Creator becomes revealed to a person who is very drawn to him, to something like a cloud, like fog that envelops him. Almost everyone has such states. Not many, but it happens. Simeon, you one time said that it comes from great suffering. Rav, it comes either from great yearning or great suffering. But it's not like an actual introduction to something. It's just, it doesn't mean anything. Some people went through such states and rose, and then I saw that afterwards they lost all of it completely and kept developing very simply. Mushi, an interesting question from Igor of Rostov. If I am completely equal to the Creator, how do I stay a creature? Rav, no, you become a creature, specifically when you are equal to the Creator. That's why it's called Adam, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. The first one who equalized with the Creator, resembled the Creator, was called Adam because of that. Mushi, I saw a reversed world. What is it about? A world in the quality of reception and not bestowal. Mushi, is there such a principle that a person sees a reversed world? Yeah, that's what it is. He's completely inversed. Everything is aimed at bestowal. Start working now, everything towards bestowal. All the thoughts, not for myself, but from me onwards. Not just people. They'll think you're crazy, but towards the friends. Start working this way, and you'll see how much your mind and heart flip, how you begin to understand and come closer to the Creator. All right, we invite you to keep asking questions. We will continue to talk about different principles in Kabbalah. We will take all your questions into account. We invite everyone to come study with us. A new course starts on January. Rav, what do you wish for the students? I wish for everyone to be with us, be in the daily lessons. Maybe it's difficult to understand them, they're complicated, but still, the light will influence you, it will raise you and elevate you. This is both for men and women. Let's move forward together. I accept all of you with love and regards from all of us. Goodbye.